Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is the 14th day of April, 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have a high-level government official from the first Bush administration coming on the show to talk about, well, 9/11, Condi, Rice's lies, and a lot more in the next hour. So you do not want to miss that interview with Catherine Austin Fitz. We're going to get into Lord Bush's horrible display last night. And I actually heard neocons saying, oh, it was so heartfelt, it was so spontaneous, it was even better than Bill Clinton. Bush, in this press conference, and we have the transcript right here, the official transcript, they admit it. You probably saw it. A reporter asked him a question. He said, well, that's not on the script. That's not in a written question to me. I wish you'd have given that to me beforehand. And he paused for 5 seconds. 5 seconds. And a lot of people think he's got an internal earpiece. He said he feels so bad about those that died. Folks, he represents the people that carried out the attacks. And I want to get back into this 9/11 Whitewash Commission. But in even bigger news, a couple weeks ago, I had the... one of the Verichip distributors on the show, who wants to put it in his in people to get into the club, Baja Beach Club, big clubs that hold 2,500 people in Europe. They're also in the U.S. And he said, oh, yeah, I talked to the CEO, Mr. Bolton, of Applied Digital Solutions, and he said that there's a plan to put it in the police to have guns. There's a plan to put it in every Italian government worker. This will be a global ID for buying and selling. And so he was telling us the mind of the CEO. Now, the CEO has tried to push it for prisoners and all Alzheimer's patients and the U.S. military, but we were getting an inside glimpse of what the CEO really wants to do, and it's really a U.S. government front company. Well, this is out of the Sun Sentinel, South Florida's big paper. Chip implanted in cop's hand would allow only officer to fire gun. And so, police, you're going to be on the front lines of this, just like the troops are about to be ordered to take the chip. I have this from my cousin in Special Forces, and it's also been in the news now. You're going to have to take the chip. See, they put GPS in your car first to watch you, then we've got to have GPS and you enforce it on us. Now with the chip, you're going to have to get the chip, and then, oh, well, you know, if I've got to get it, you've got to get it. So get ready for the chip in your hand. Why, it's for your safety. Who would have thought 3 years ago that they'd be preparing to make us take chips? So you heard it here first, chips in the police, and now here it is in the news. Also, we'll get into an FDA-approved human brain implant device, and DARPA's involved, and they say that it's a matrix-like system, but we're going to have brain chips. Now, in 2000, the Army's own War College said, this is a Federation of American Scientists report, that the military's main job will be implanting all of us with a brain chip for our safety. And they said that people will accept this for security reasons and that the media will help promote this. And it sounded insane when I read it in 2000, but it was an official document. After they're done nerve gassing and releasing bioweapons and nuking cities, you're going to accept your brain chip. And we're all going to be drafted, and so we'll have to take the vaccines and have to take the chips under the skin first, and then a quick, easy procedure for a brain chip. Folks, now I'm not joking here. This is the Associated Press. You're going to be getting your brain chip. And DARPA's involved. Again, FDA approves human brain implant devices in the brain. That's just some of what's coming up. It's an ultra-massive broadcast. We'll first get into Bush's amazing staged event that got off script, and he really freaked out and got mad at the reporter, turned a nice shade of red, and said, this is not part of the script. I mean, how dare you? But we'll be right back.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. Again, it is Wednesday, the 14th day of April, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, and VirginUtah.com, a Second Amendment website. Again, thank you. So it's a pro-Second Amendment. It's a liberal website, according to neocons. Again, thank you so much for coming on board with us here in the transmission against tyranny. We'll get into Lord Bush's stage-managed event last night. We'll get into John Ashcroft and the Butcher of Waco Reno's testimony yesterday, and that now that I've had time to read the transcripts, we will get into the official government plan to put microchips in your brain by force. They're just a few years away from forcibly putting the chips in your hands. This is, by the way, Associated Press, Sun Sentinel, mainstream news. I know there's kind of a culture shock here, cognitive dissonance, to not believe this is happening, but again, after the globalists are done nerve gassing, releasing smallpox, nuking a couple cities and blaming it on imaginary foreign enemies, you're going to accept all of it. You're going to beg. You're going to learn how to go into the FEMA camps. You're going to learn how to be a slave. You're going to learn how to worship your masters. You're going to learn how to turn your guns in. You're going to learn how to be a pathetic, bug-eyed serf. Unless you want to wake up to the full horror of what's happening, we're in 2004. It's a bad science fiction movie. Yes, it is horrible. Yes, it's happening. Yes, we fell into the Twilight Zone, the Outer Limits. We're here, folks. It happened. It happened. So we'll get into that. Before I get into all this news, and of course we're going to have wide open phones, we've got a guest coming up later too, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Before we do that, I listened to a lot of talk radio last night, and I wrote some notes here. I was out doing some errands, and I ended up sitting in the parking lot of my home for about an hour scanning the AM dial. And I wrote some notes. Number one, I was scanning through and heard Neil Bortz, a rebroadcast of his show here locally. And, you know, Neil's a supposed conservative. He's really about as liberal as John Kerry. He's only conservative in that he bashes Hillary and Kennedy and all the people that vote identically with Bush. So that's the only reason people get sucked in by Bortz, is because he acts like he's a conservative. But in the actions, it's the complete opposite. And a caller calls in and goes, yeah, Operation Northwoods, the official government plan to fly planes into buildings as a pretext for martial law and, you know, as a way to attack foreign countries. And Bortz says that's ridiculous and types in a search engine. And to his credit, he goes, oh, wow, it is a real news story. Wow, yeah, U.S. government plan to carry out bombings and shootings and hijackings by remote control. But then he skillfully changed the subject. So you're saying the government had prior knowledge because they'd even had plans to do this themselves. And the caller's like, well, not really. And then Bortz kind of moved on to the next caller. Then I flip to another channel, and I hear this guy called Lars Larson. And this guy, he, you know, they get callers on, and they say to the caller, the caller says, well, I think the Patriot Act's taking our freedoms. And then Lars Larson goes, it's giving the good guys the power they need to stop the bad guys. How can you say that it's bad? We got to give them unlimited power. Give me one example, just one example of where they're taking your rights. And the caller goes, he goes, oh, see, you don't have one. And I hear Limbaugh and Hannity and Savage and all of them do this. And the caller goes, well, I can give you an example. Waco, that was abusive. Well, that wasn't the Patriot Act, blah, blah, blah. Well, actually, Bill Clinton was trying to pass most of the stuff that was in the Patriot Act, by the way. Well, you know, I want to get Lars Larson on this show. I want to get all these neocons on if they'll come on. Usually we've called them and they won't come on. And I want to go, okay, are you prepared for me to give you about 500 examples? I mean, they admit I have stacks of AP articles where hot dealers, topless bars, corrupt county commissioners taking kickbacks, people with prescription drugs, you name it. The Justice Department has said they'll use the Patriot Act. They told the Senate last year that they're going to use it for all crimes, all misdemeanors. They're using Patriot Act-style powers to shut down protest. I mean, this is happening everywhere. They're arresting people for yard signs that say our court system's corrupt. I mean, just there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of examples, and they admit they're using the Patriot Act coast to coast. States are implementing their own Patriot Act-style laws. In Wisconsin last year, a guy sued the government for trying to take his land. They gave him 5 years in prison and said, suing us is a form of terrorism. You're not allowed to sue government officials, and he was convicted. And that was in the Milwaukee Journal news article. I mean, I see this stuff every day. They tried to pass a law in Oregon that would give you life in prison for downloading music, having a gun illegally, writing a bad check, blocking traffic in a protest. Life in prison. It said forest labor camp. Bill 742 almost passed until we learned of it. I mean, there's so many examples of this, but that's a tactic. Oh, show me one example of where your rights have been violated. Oh, no-knock search warrants, ski-mask thugs busting down doors on a daily basis, CPS grabbing people's children with no evidence. I mean, on and on and on and on of all the horrible things this government's doing. And this guy's on the radio saying, give the government unlimited power. Give the good guys the power. And then this morning, I watched Tenet on television at the Whitewash Commission, which is basically a big advertisement for police state, the Patriot Act. And this one member of the panel says, well, we need to give the CIA unlimited power and everything, executive automatic power for just total domestic control. And then it goes, well, yes, we need that. Yes, this is very good. And We already have the CIA in all our big cities slinging the crack, slinging the smack, pumping it out there, running most of our major police chiefs or CIA officers, running a lot of the media. And now it's going to be out in the open, our domestic force. And they send the FBI and CIA to Russia to learn from the former KGB, and they hired Primakov, the former KGB general, to help run Homeland Security. That was in the news 2 years ago. I mean, this is so crazy. And there they are doing this, but meanwhile the borders are wide open and the illegal aliens don't have to biometrically scan, but citizens do to get driver's license, and now the biometrics are going in the schools. And it's, folks, it's hell on earth. It is so incredible to see this happening. And the senator will say, I want to give you unlimited power because you messed up. And, I mean, literally said that, and then Tenet's like, well, we didn't mess up, and how dare you say that? And they're acting like there's a fight as they go, I love you, I want to give you unlimited power. Well, good, I don't like you. Wow, that's a fight. I mean, it's just so arrogant and ridiculous. And then I listened to Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, last night, a rebroadcast of it, about 5 minutes, and he says, the troops are so good, these are the ultimate heroes. Oh, they're so good, we just got to I worship them. Oh. It's all words. The troops are being given deadly vaccines, breathing depleted uranium, getting their pay cut, being given rotten meals by Halliburton, being lied to, never being given leave, never being brought back to the U.S. And the government doesn't care about the troops, but it's all just this rhetoric of, oh, you're such heroes, oh, you're it's sick. It's not about words, it's about actions, my friends. So that's just some of what. But I hear these neocons. And so when you call in to talk about the Patriot Act, I mean, know what it does. Section 802, we're all listed as terrorists, all citizens. Know what it does. It's nothing to do with terrorism. You go, well, it says for terror. Yeah, but the definition of terror is everything and everyone and getting rid of due process. And then Ashcroft gets up there yesterday and says, you better give us more of the Patriot Act or terrorists are going to hit us and it's going to be worse. So when they blow something else up, they can say, see, the terrorists attacked us and it's your fault. You people complained about this, and you passed laws against the Patriot Act, and you kept us from keeping you safe. And, oh, we got to merge the FBI and the CIA now to keep everybody safe and got to give them unlimited power. Folks, from the very beginning, Ashcroft blocked the FBI, Bush blocked the CIA, and told them not to stop Al-Qaeda. They got all the documents, all the warnings, all the everything, and they told them, do not investigate and do not give us reports. They told these counterterrorism chiefs to shut up. Ashcroft said, don't bring it up to me anymore. I mean, he told David Shippers, he told his staffer, don't call me anymore. I don't want to hear about this because they don't want to be culpable. That's like when Clinton, when Sudan offered him thousands of pages of documents of the whole bin Laden operation. Clinton said, I don't want that. And here's some cruise missiles. Shut up. We're going to blow you up. Shut your mouths. We do not want you to arrest him because he's a CIA asset. They flew him out to safety in the middle of the Afghan war. It's a total staged event. The whole thing. Magic passports falling out of the sky from two of the flights uncharred. I mean, come on. This whole thing is a sick joke, people. We have official government plans declassified to carry out 9/11. PNAC talks about carrying out terror and using terror. Brzezinski talks about it. This is a plan, people, and they're just getting started. Oh, just unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know how to respond to it anymore. It is sick. All this commission is a giant advertisement for the Patriot Act and domestic CIA, and more funding. That's all it is. Most of the members are CFR. They're in business with the bin Ladens. They're in business with James Baker. They're in business with George Bush. They're in business with Halliburton. They're writing books with Condoleezza Rice. They tried to have Kissinger as the first head of it. It is a joke. It is a fraud. It is a lie. It is disgusting. This country is dying right now. These press conferences the Bush gives are totally scripted and totally staged. That's now admitted. This country is falling apart. And police, when we get back, they're going to make you all take trackable microchips. And if you take them, you are just the biggest jellyfish I've ever seen. They're going to give you the deadly vaccines, all of it. They hate your guts. They abuse you. It's just out of hand, you fools. Join us now.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet, sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Well, I walk back down. Since 1947, giant secret government laboratories have been churning out systems to control the population. Giant psychology departments at universities have been studying mind control publicly, how to manipulate you. We got a bunch of architecture of doom control freaks running the country and the world, using America as the muscle for the New World Order. Your calls are coming up in the next segment, so be patient. And a few weeks ago, I had one of the distributors for the Applied Digital Tracker Chip implanted subcutaneously a chip. And he said, oh, yeah, I talked to the CEO, Bolton. We've had all these guys on before, of Applied Digital, and there's a plan for the global ID. We'll all have to have chips to buy and sell. The Italian government's getting ready to implant their entire government workforce. The military's going to put it in the troops. I already knew that. There's a plan, he said, to put it in the police where only they can use their guns, and he thinks it should be the law. This is coming from the CEO, okay, of Applied Digital, just one of the companies. It's kind of used as an NSA/IBM front company. And I've read the official government plans where they want to make you all do this. But it's always nice to see it confirmed in the media. And there's four separate articles we found today where big newspapers simultaneously are saying we all need chips implanted in the police. Cops, are you going to accept this? See, some will, and they'll get rapid advancement. And then, oh, you need to get it. And, okay, I'll take it. And you get all the discounts to get to the bars, the amusement parks. That's how they're going to sell it. It's happening. Just like I told you in the late 90s, biometrics would start going in the grocery stores and banks and public schools and libraries. Now it's all happening. Hundreds of stores in Austin have it. Check cashing places, banks, public schools. Chip implant in cop's hand would allow only officer to fire gun. And this is South Florida's Sun Sentinel. A new computer chip promises to keep police guns from firing if they fall in the wrong hands. The tiny chip would be implanted in the police officer's hand and would match up with the scanning device inside the gun, which very easy to send out a radio frequency wave to block that. If the officer and the gun match, a digital signal unlocks the trigger so it can be fired. But if a child or criminal would get a hold of the gun, that happens a couple times a year, folks, but it doesn't matter. It's a slavery. It would be useless. The technology is the latest attempt to create a so-called smart gun and could be marketed to law enforcement agencies within a year, according to Verichip Corp, which has created the microchip. And the government's going to try to make the military and the police take this. Get ready. I have the government plans. Verichip President Kenneth Bolton said that the technology could also improve safety for the military and individual gun owners. Now, why is this important? Because you heard one of their distributors say, oh, I talked to the CEO. There's a move to make it the law that you've got to take this chip to own a gun, and he thinks that should happen. And there's a move to make the military take it and the entire government of Italy and on and on and on. And to have this as a global ID chip. That's the plan. And he says it on the show, and then 2 weeks later, a week and a half later, you see it in the news. If you let your mind wander to other potential uses, you can imagine the lives that can be saved, he said. Verichip, which has marketed similar microchips for security and medical purposes, announced Tuesday a partnership with gun maker FN Manufacturer. We announced that again last week, a week and a half ago. To produce the smart weapons. The companies have developed a prototype and are working to refine its accuracy. And that's FN Herzl. I guess in the U.S. it's called FN Manufacturing, owns Smith & Wesson and a bunch of others. Similar developments are underway at other gun manufacturers and research firms. Yeah, they've already passed a federal law that they've got to come out with smart guns by next year, and then they're going to try to ban all your other guns, make you have RFID put into it and wear an RFID ring. That's the plan, my friends. Are you going to put up with it? It's incredible. You'll get that BATF letter that, well, you have this serial number, such and such gun. You got to bring it in for retrofitting. They're moving to do it. You better look out. Similar developments are underway at other gun manufacturers and research firms. The New Jersey Institute of Technology and Australian gun maker Metal Storm LTD are working on prototype smart guns that would recognize its owner's individual grip biometrically. And they talk about making it the law here, and who gets it first? The police. And then, since they have it, they're going to go, hey, don't complain. We had to do it. Now, cops, do you want a chip in your hand? We warned you about this, and we were kooks. Now, it's all in the newspaper. You better. My cousin is in Special Forces, 18 years. He's been told that they're getting the chip in the next year. And now it's been in the news. And they're going to have a national draft, 18 to 49. We'll all have to take the chip. We'll all have to take the vaccines. They're going to draft you, police, firefighters, medical workers. You better listen to me, okay? You better break your conditioning, be man enough, be woman enough to face the horror. We'll come back and into Bush's stumbling, fumbling, then your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Okay, if you just joined us, we'll get into Bush's stage press conference. In the last press conference, he said, I'm not taking that question. It's not scripted. This time, he went into even more detail, saying, I wish you would have given me that question beforehand. That's not part of the scripting. I'm going to sit here and wait until something pops in my head. He actually said that, and many believe he has an earpiece. Because the George Bush I know, George Bush I watched give speeches here in Texas, was not a bumbling, fumbling, complete idiot. But anybody would be when they're being fed answers or trying to go off memorized scripts. So we'll get into that. And again, chip implanted in cop's hand would allow only officer to fire a gun. Discussion of making it the law. Also, DARPA coming out saying they want to put chips in our brains. FDA approves human brain implant device. We did some searching on this, some research, and found out NSA, as usual, involved in it. A bunch of new developments in Iraq, movements to forcibly take your DNA here in the U.S. It's all coming up. And I know we got loaded phone lines. We'll get to your calls here in a few minutes. Paul Joseph Watson, our webmaster at Prison Planet, wrote a story about this last night, and it's on both the websites right now. Bush press conference, again, scripted beforehand. George W. Bush's Tuesday night press conference was the usual torrent of endlessly repeated, cuddly, sugar-coated questions, followed by the same endlessly repeated, worn-out, monotone responses. Interestingly enough, though, Bush again let it slip that the press conference was scripted and that the question had been vetted beforehand by the White House. Remember, we aired that clip last year? He gives about one of these a year. And he said, this is scripted. I'm not going to take your question. It's not in the script. And we have that on video, but strangely enough, in all the transcripts, it said, this is unscripted. I'm not going to take your question, whatever that means. Near the end of the conference, Bush took a question. Now, this is from the official transcript. Question. Thank you, Mr. President. In the last campaign, you were asked a question about the biggest mistake you'd made in your life, and you used to like to joke that it was trading Sammy Sosa. You've looked back before 9/11 for what mistakes might have been made. After 9/11, what would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it? Lord Bush, and this is his quote, I wish you had given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. John, and this is the reporter, I'm sure historians will look back and say, gosh, he could have done it better this way or that way. I guess actually this is Bush responding to the reporter. Let me go back. So the reporter says, you've looked back before 9/11 for what mistakes might have been made. After 9/11, what would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned? And Bush then pauses for 5 seconds and says, I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could have planned for it. John, he pauses again, then the president says, John, I'm sure historians will look back and say, gosh, you could have done it better this way or that way. You know, I'm sure something will pop into my head here in the midst of this press conference with all the pressure of trying to come up with the answer, but it hadn't yet. Now that's what Bush said. He pauses for 5 seconds, says a line about, I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could have planned for it. Then he pauses again and says, John, I think something's going to pop in my head here soon. Anyone who watched the TV footage witnessed the embarrassing sight of Bush pausing for at least 5 seconds and saying absolutely nothing. Bush's admonition that the question should have been written ahead of time, like the rest, proves that this was not an impromptu question. In an otherwise carefully scripted briefing. Many people have speculated that Bush actually wears an earpiece and the responses are fed through it to him as he just repeats it. I have done radio interviews, Paul Watson says, but I by no means am a master of public speaking. If a radio host asks a question about a topic that I have no detailed knowledge of, then I could at least give a surface answer, and so could most other people. Bush, the president of the most powerful country on the earth, could not even do that. He literally stood there in silence, fumbling around, waiting for an answer to pop into his head. That's a quote. Or through the earpiece. This pep rally for the neocons has again fallen flat on its face, and Bush has only further proven that he runs absolutely nothing in Washington and is just a front man for the real power brokers behind the scenes. Read the transcript of the whole interview here. So again, this is so chilling, I'm going to read it one more time. Reporter, you've looked back before 9/11 for what mistakes might have been made after 9/11. What would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it? Bush, I wish, and after a 5-second pause, Bush, I wish you'd have given me the written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. And then he pauses again and says, John, I'm sure historians will look back and say, gosh, he could have done it better this way or that way. You know, I'm sure something will pop into my head here in the midst of this press conference with all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but it hasn't yet. So, think about that. And he was a good liar like Bill Clinton, and he would have said, I just wish I could have, you know, done more to fight the evil right-wingers that have been lying about me. I just want to help the children. something like that. But no. He just sits there waiting for the answer to, quote, hop into his head. You know, that's kind of like giving him the cue. Hey, you know, give me the cue. I'm waiting for it to pop into my head. pausing repeatedly. I mean, 5 seconds. That's, I mean, 5 seconds is a long time. He asked the question of Lord Bush, and Bush does this. I wish you'd have given me that written question in advance. Maybe something's going to pop in my head here. I mean, come on. And I got to be honest with you. You know, I listened to some of it on the radio, was tired, was online researching the implantable microchip story, and I just didn't watch it again last night. I went and read the transcript. I did watch some of it this morning. I'm going to try to tape it when it re-airs. C-SPAN hasn't said yet when they're going to re-air it. But we got to get this clip and play it on air. I mean, come on. And I've got to dig around in the literal hundreds and hundreds of tapes I've taken the last year off television. I got to find, I've got it on CD over here, but I got to find the video of it, where the last time a reporter asked him a question, he says, that's not on the script. This is a scripted press conference. I'm not going to answer it. That's not on the script. And again, somebody asked him a question. He says, you didn't give it to me in written beforehand. Now, this needs to be responded to. The media needs to, the so-called mainstream media, the CIA media, needs to explain to us, was this scripted? Because that's never happened before. It's never been admitted that presidents script things with the media beforehand. By the way, in the past, they would let alternative news into the meetings. It's selected reporters from the mainstream media. They block all different sorts of other major media outlets, foreign media outlets. They're not allowed in. The press cannot get to Bush. And these so-called town hall meetings that Ashcroft has had pushing the Patriot Act, they let special vetted media, hand-picked media in, and they don't even let the public in. They give tickets to police and military and local officials, and then they call it a town hall meeting. We have staged public meetings, staged press conferences in America. This is twice in a row he gets mad at reporters, pauses, turns red, and says, this is scripted. You didn't give me this written question beforehand. Now, that's not a free country, people. That's the illusion of it. We'll go to your calls here in just a second. Let me just run down some of the news we've got. Chip implanted in cop's hand would allow only officer to fire guns on Sentinel. FDA approves human brain implant devices, connections to DARPA and NSA. FDA approves human brain implant devices. Iraq's post-war oil exports exceed $7.5 billion. Longo discusses DNA sampling door-to-door. We've got Catherine Austin Fitz coming on, former Assistant Secretary of Housing, to talk about 9/11. Why tiny brain implants, just thinking, may make it so. New York Times telling us how great getting chips in our brains will be. Four mutilated bodies discovered as foreign workers told to pull out. Seven Americans killed in Taliban attacks in Afghanistan as things heat up there. And that's not mentioning all the mercenaries that are getting killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Man jailed for 5 years for razor blades in his razor. So now you forget and put the razor in there. And last time I flew to California, my wife asked, honey, why aren't you putting your razors in your bag? Because I'll go to prison, honey. Oh, yeah, she said, man, that's not, can't even take my little, anyways, we'll get to that. Also, U.S. Marines shoot ambulances in Fallujah. Deaths of scores of mercenaries not reported, as I said. Russia could face a stock market collapse. Panel says Bush saw repeated warnings. ACLU challenges Georgia laws on protest, banning protest. It just goes on and on. That's just some of what's coming up. As promised, let's go ahead and go to your calls, and I'll get into the implantable microchips in your brain. We told you about 5-6 years ago, now mainstream news. Glenn in Minnesota, go ahead.
Hi, Alex, how are you?
Fine.
Yeah, I wanted to give a heads up to all the lovers of liberty and defenders of this constitutional republic. I produce a cable access show, Spotlight on Conspiracy, and tonight, at 10 o'clock to midnight, we're going to be running your 911 Road to Tyranny. So if anybody's in the Minneapolis area, should tune into that.
What channel?
Channel 17.
What MTN. Cable system?
MTN, their Time Warner.
So the whole city?
Yep. That's, you know.
Well, good job. You know, every day it's airing in another massive city and really causing them problems. And I want to commend you for what you're doing.
We played it Saturday and Sunday in the St. Paul area. So I've been hitting the Twin City areas.
Did the cable system say what response they got?
I've been getting a whole lot of excellent response from it from people that I run into. They say they saw it and they're amazed.
Yeah, that's a missing scale on this Black Dragon's belly. He's missing an armored scale when it comes to Access Television. And that's a good place to ram the spear in there in the soft underbelly of this gigantic demonic possum and this fire-breathing possum that we're facing. And good job to you and others. What else is on your mind, Glenn?
Were you aware of the in the Patriot Act, the section that allows the Federal Reserve employees to become officers to enforce the law and carry firearms?
Yeah, it allows mercenary forces, a bunch of private agencies, under contract to bring in merc forces, mercenary forces of every configuration and type, here domestically, and unleash the CIA in total carnage, torture, secret arrest, secret execution, hell upon earth, for any suspicion of a misdemeanor.
It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it when I read that they're allowed to carry firearms and our police officers now. All the employees of the Federal Reserve System.
The Federal Reserve is private, of course.
Yep.
Run it's for got profit. Every merc force you can imagine, foreign troops, everything.
Yep.
Good to hear from you, Glenn. I'm glad you're taking action.
Yeah.
Diane in South Carolina. Diane, go ahead. Hello, Diane.
Hi. Before I ask you something about the chip, I just wanted to say for those of you that, for your information, from September the 11th, 2001 to March 11th, 2004 was 911 days. I mean, this stuff is not coincidental. People need to open their eyes.
Well, ma'am, let me be specific. It was 911 days from September 11th to March
11th when they hit in Spain of 2004. Yeah, when they hit Spain the other day on the railroad.
Well, that isn't the...
You know, the March 11th Spain train bombing.
I don't have the... I don't have the date of it, but it was in the Associated Press.
Yeah, it was 911 days.
Yeah, it was 311. From 9/11 to 311, it was 911 days, yes.
Yeah. Okay, on the digital chip thing, there was an article in the paper the other day, and there go, by 2005, put the RFID in homeless people, elderly, and children, and these are the reasons. The homeless, they can make sure they have food and medical help. The elderly, in case they get lost, or the free food handout to the government, and the children, due to security and systems. I mean, this is already
openly,
in the paper.
Openly, about 50 news articles a week, at least, I see, where they say criminals, old people, foreigners, troops, police, you're all going to be getting your tracker chips. And if you want your welfare, you've got to take your chip. This is why they want to get us all on welfare. And with the new national draft, 18 to 49, we'll all have to take the chip. This is official. And what paper was that in?
I'll have to get it and fax it to you, but I have a question, Alex, about you were talking about everything about the domestic terrorism, this new department that they are talking about creating, the MI6 or something.
Well, they say imitating the British because that isn't so scary, but actually the Russians are here, and this is the Associated Press as well, shutting up a domestic KGB.
But he said it would be like part of another department head in our government, so it would be like the Department of Education, it would be a department of... What, you know?
The CIA will have control of the FBI. It'll be CIA run.
Oh, okay.
We'll have unlimited power.
You got something on your site for us on that?
Yes. So I've got about 5 articles today here. I watched them talk about it this morning.
Okay, well,
but a year ago when they set up the commission, they said that was going to be their recommendation beforehand is a domestic CIA.
Well, you know something else, Alex? All this is a dialectic consensus, but in the schools we got the No Child Left Behind, which they are dumbing down the kids, and they even doing it in the churches with the church growth and the alpha wave. I mean, these people, they have gotten into everything, and I hope people will listen and read your stuff and open their ears.
Well, I mean, we're here publicly talking about making, if you want welfare, you get a chip in you. You see, and that's how the biometrics started 10 years ago in Texas. You want the Lone Star card, you got a thumb scan, and now it's in the grocery stores. I mean, it's for everybody It's total control. They're openly talking about chipping the military, the police, the homeless, the old people, the children for the public schools. Everyone is going to have to get the chip. It's all happening. They're openly talking about chipping us forcibly.
Well, 9/11, your 9/11 film really has opened up several people's eyes here in South Carolina, because when they see it, they go, why did I miss this in the news? I go, well, it might have not been in the news you were watching. And see, that's what is so bad. People work all the time and play instead of finding out what's going on.
Well, in between the football scores and what Britney Spears did, they'll go, by the way, chips are good for all children.
Yeah.
Everyone needs it.
Well, thank
Sean
you
Hannity,
for all
the liberals
you do.
Don't want you to have this chip. Go out and get it. Every child needs it.
Thank you for all you do, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Yeah, it's total. I mean, let's just pause here for a second and think about it. They're openly in the newspapers saying that everybody needs a chip now. And, oh, by the way, if you want welfare, you got to get it. And I've seen those articles. I'd like to see the one she was talking about. And, oh, the police have got to do it. And, oh, the military's got to do it. And, oh, all the government workers of Italy have got to do it. And, oh, now all of a sudden we got to have a chip. I mean, did you ever think you'd hear that? I did, because I read the documents. You didn't believe it. Now it's happening. You can be a coward and accept it, or you can fight it.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We did find the clip, video clip of Bush last year in a press conference saying this is scripted. You know, these are scripted questions. I can't take your question. And it was on TV last night where he went into detail saying you should have submitted this to me in writing beforehand, this question. We're going to get that clip up on the next few days. As soon as we get to the Bush's comments recorded, we just got the transcript right now. I know we got loaded phone lines. We got Catherine Austin Fitch coming on, too, to go over 9/11. And I've also got this news about DARPA getting FDA approval to move forward with putting chips in your brain. And I mean, the government says, the official DARPA plan, that they're going to implant all of us with microchips, and that it's going to be forcibly done in the brain. And now they're openly saying, we're going to start with it under the skin. I mean, they're actually doing it. Yes, it's the Twilight Zone. For real, right here in your face. Before we go back to the calls, I've made 10 films. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners. I don't have time to tell you what all's in them. You need to get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. They're both about September 11th, and how the terrorists are those in government. And my book, Descent to Tyranny, also covers that, 9/11 Descent to Tyranny. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. A bunch of other books and videos by other great authors and researchers are on the site. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or you can simply call toll-free to get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. Big discounts when you order three or more of any of the 10 videos. You save $18 when you order three tapes, $24 when you order four tapes, and so on. Toll-free number again, 1-888-253-3139, or via our Save and Secure shopping carts at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead, and do you have that clip of Lord Bush last year? Okay, well, he's got it, and we're going to play it here in a second. This is all very, very serious, folks, and I just hope you'll get the films and the videos and start spreading the word and doing what many others have done. If we don't expose the terrorists, it's over. If we don't expose the control freaks, the criminals, it's over. They're moving big time to dehumanize us right now. Helga in Austin, Texas. Helga, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I did see the press conference, and I was just, if I would have been one of those reporters, I would have gotten up and said, that's it, I quit.
Well, I would have said, Mr. President, why did you threaten through Ashcroft to have Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, arrested
told them
if she
I
didn't?
I quit. It was just so obvious. You know, after football game, people are, you know, blowing their cars and putting the lights on. I mean, at least something like this should happen in the public right now. But I think we are losing so many things right now. I think we have to put black ribbons on the cars and wherever else.
Well, it's moving very fast, Helga.
We have to start a big black ribbon campaign. Because there are just so many grievances we have at this time, and we just have to come out and show that we are knowing what's going on. And
yeah, the globalists are moving very fast right now.
It's going so fast.
And I can tell by their actions that they're now getting ready to blow something else up or do something
exactly
even worse.
We have to put black ribbons in our car. There's nothing they can do about it. Can always say, you know, you're grieving for you lost one in the war or whatever. But we got to put black ribbons in our cars. I'm going to put black ribbons on my bike, and I'm going to put black ribbon on my blouse from now
on.
Black
ribbon for the death of America. It's very sad. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the call. We got that clip ready now. We'll play that when we get back. We'll take some more calls. Then we got Catherine Austin Fitch coming on. Former deputy head of the housing department. Talk about government corruption.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.